Slug constitutes Utah influencers. We use our voice to nurture what's important in inspiring a healthy community. Music, arts, lifestyle, and events.
The right one, but you're not the wrong one. Not with those baby blue eyes. It's not the right time for me, so I stockpiled all of these lies.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
It never is. That's just the biz.
I'm Dave Crespo of Spo. Spo is all different kinds of rock, maybe sometimes 90s rock band. I play guitar and switch off on lead singing with Ashley Perry. Zach Novak plays bass, and we have our Thai prince, Pat Ruchapli, on drums. I got to Salt Lake City at 10 p.m. on New Year's Eve 2017, so it's becoming 2018, and you know, that's kind of a weird time to get into any city because it's like 2 hours before the year change is over. That wasn't the intention. My flights all day were like messed up because of a storm. That was a very stormy time of year. But within a few hours, my friend Ashley, who's in the band, she brought me to this warehouse party and a few other parties too. But like, we were at this warehouse party all night. And, you know, it was lit really nicely. There was a band playing on stage. It was a official event, although it was DIY. And I just couldn't help but to think, like, this isn't happening anywhere else in America. I mean, it probably isn't, like, in more official levels, but on such a chill, everyone kind of knows each other, but not. And I was like, I don't know, something's happening here in Salt Lake City, you know, and I wanted to be a part of it.
With those baby blue eyes, it's not the right time for me, so I'll stop.
I came out here because I needed to get away from Boston. I had just got separated from my wife of like 5.5 years. I don't know, it was New Year's Eve. I had been in Boston every New Year's Eve before that, running shows, and I had to get away, so I found myself in Salt Lake City with Ashley. And that week there was a snowstorm named Grayson, and I was supposed to go back to Boston on that Tuesday, but I ended up staying until that Saturday just because like flights got messed up. And that Saturday I sat in the pie hole. And I bought my one-way ticket from Boston back to Salt Lake for, like, weeks after that. And I don't know. Salt Lake City was an oyster at that point. Anything could happen. It's a place that, you know, a lot of businesses are moving here. A lot of people are moving here to get jobs. There's a lot of uncertainty, but a future. I have, since 2005, been basically an independent booking agent. You know, I started off just doing like a show a month, but eventually I was doing a show a day. Not every day, but sometimes I do two or three shows. And this eventually turned into radio, because like I was trying to promote the shows. And then that turned into running a few radio stations as I was booking shows. And then it turned into recording studios, and it was a lot. It was crazy. So coming to Salt Lake City was like almost a do I still want to do this question to myself, you know, because I threw that life away, but not completely. I wanted to see if life would let me do it again. Yeah, I mean, there's some things that you think you can get away from by leaving it, but that hasn't been the case. You know, like, within a few months, I was, like, booking shows at a brewery here and, you know, trying to do radio again. And it's just, like, what I love to do. make music, really, but all these things kind of facilitate that. It's a weird thing. It's a really hard balance to work in music, but then at the same time try to make music. I don't know if I like it yet. I don't know if that's really a good path. Just because you're trying to, like, put shows on the same nights that you're trying to, like, practice and play shows, and it's almost impossible. But then so is having a day job and then, you know, playing all night. So it's just like, when does it work? And it was good to be facilitating music for other people, but it was also, like, taking away from what I wanted to do. And you can't say that because you're trying to, like, help people, you know, but at the same time, like, you also got to help yourself. And that's just, like, a life thing. Sometimes I feel like I play music just, like, as a statement of doing what you love versus, you know, doing what you have to do. And even in music, you have to do both because you have to survive if you eat cornflakes in the morning. When I left Boston, Spo had just, I would say, plateaued. We probably had plateaued much before that, but it was like a re-plateau. We used to play this place called the Middle East downstairs. Like, the Bostones played there. It was like a 500, 600 capacity venue. But they would only give it to us on, like, the Friday before Christmas or, like, the last Friday of August. But we would do great shows in there. And I was, you know, I had just separated from my wife and, like, had this month of, I couldn't really tell people how I felt about it. I had to just focus on this show. Because if I started to, like, come apart and, you know, show, I guess, vulnerability, I feel like people would just be like, this guy's a mess. So, you know, the show happens and it was great, but I just felt like it was, what am I just going to do this for the next 10 years? Just, like, end up headlining shows at the Middle East downstairs. Which I have a lot of friends that do that are, like, 45 and 50 and, you know, power to them. But I wanted to try something different. And see if I could do it in a different place. Because I was in Boston for 31 years. So, you know, with all these things going through my head, I go on this vacation to Salt Lake City. And then I'm like, this is where I want to do this. I don't want to go to LA. I don't want to go to Austin or New York and, like, get, like, compete with people that have been there for years. I feel like I could do something here in Salt Lake. Not to put anyone down here that, like, you know, I can just walk in and start doing things, but it's not Austin. It's not LA. It's a place that has opportunity and is growing. So when I get here, you know, I'm like, depressed. I have just basically ended a 10-year relationship with my wife. And, or now ex-wife. And I'm just writing, like, songs are just coming out of me. And I didn't really have any plans. I just knew that I wanted to see what happened when I got here. I only brought my acoustic guitar and, like, some clothes and I tried to bring nothing. And as that first month or two started to come about, I was writing songs with Ashley Perry. And it just seemed like she was in the band. I don't know. It was not like a decision. It just happened. And then, you know, I think when I first was sitting in the pie hole, I hit Will Sartain up, and I was trying to get dates because that's, like, in my nature, just, like, get shows. Right when I got back, or right when I got here, a little before I got here, he hit me back and was like, let's talk. And shortly after arriving, we had a show. There's no band. It was just me and Ashley. But I knew that, like, you know, the show was at the Urban Lounge. You can just play acoustic there, but that's not how it was going to go down. So, you know, within that first week that I was here, I met this producer, Bruce Kirby. And he has a studio down in State Street. And, like, that first week, it was Ashley's birthday, so I wanted to, like, record a song for her. One that we had written, you know, right after I'd got here. You know, so we record that song, I get to Salt Lake City, and I'm like, I need to do something. So I call Bruce up, and we, like, record a few tracks. And I tell him about this show, and he's like, so you have a show, but you don't have a band. And I'm like, yeah, that's, like, what you do, right? You just, like, get a band together. He's like, you're an idiot. do you want to play drums for me? And I said, I am an idiot. That's my best quality. And yes, I do want you to play drums. So he did. You know, he was friends with Zach Novak. He kind of introduced us. Not for that reason, but I don't know, that came together. And then we played that show, and the band kind of built momentum, at least as far as like playing shows went, up until June. In July, after June, Ashley and I went back to Boston. I had to like officially get divorced. And she was, I don't know why, she was just going to see family. And we went there and played a few shows there. Because, I don't know, at this point the project is like, it still is, it's like me and whoever I am with in that city. Like, I'll still go back to Boston and play with the original lineup. But so we go back to Boston, I get divorced, we play this show with Rutcha Plee, with Pat, the Thai Prince, as I've labeled him. And there's a not just a musical bond between Pat and Ashley. And, you know, Pat was like my sketch pad when I was in Boston. I'd write a song and I'd go to him and we'd practice it during the day at the practice space. Like, I'd in the radio station, it was like a big practice space complex. And he would just be there and I'd be like working at the radio station. And so, you know, I'd take like a break, half hour break, run a song with him. And he wasn't even in the band at first, but eventually I had to like bring him in the band for, you know, because I like wrote with him. And this was something I really missed in that first half of the year here in Salt Lake, is not having someone to bounce ideas off of. So, you know, he had this connection with Ashley, and I obviously musically have that connection with Pat. So we pitched it to him while we were there, like, do you want to come back to Salt Lake with us? And, you know, he was playing tons of music in Boston and in a band. So at first he was like, no, but then he called me up maybe 2 weeks later when I was back here. And he was like, I do want to come. So I flew out there, drove him back with like a bunch of equipment, a rental car of just full of, you know, mixing boards, drum sets. Just when I came here initially, I tried to bring nothing, but I brought pretty much my life back here with Pat. And then since then, you know, we played a bunch of shows in September. We've been going up to like Seattle a lot. And Portland, we had done that like in May of, like before he came, but then we did that again, and you know, we did like the Metro and Urban Lounge. We kind of just redid the beginning of the year, but with Pat. But I mean, Pat, the connection's there. He's also a great drummer. There's just an energy around the band with him here that I think has brought us to that next level. I don't know, it feels weird saying that, but like, I think it makes us stand out, and because we're a good band. I just don't like saying that. It's just, but I think that's, it's weird, because when back home you could be a good band and no one cares. And that's kind of something I saw when I was here. I was just like, I could just bring my band and people would actually care, you know? Like, whereas there, You know, people care. The fans, if you will, the people, your friends, your family, their friends, their family that come to your shows, they care. But, you know, it takes a little more to, like, break bands than that. It takes things like Slug. When Spo is in Boston, like, everyone knows me as Dave Crespo in Boston. I don't mean, like, everybody, but there's, I don't know, I've booked everybody's band and, you know, interviewed them, and so people know me as that guy. And for that guy to sing songs about, like, you know, what he truly feels, you know, do you want to hear Jay Leno talk about what he actually feels? Like, no. So, I mean, maybe someone does, but not that many people. And maybe it's also how I felt. but I didn't feel comfortable singing about or even talking about how I actually felt. And to a detriment, maybe that's how everything fell apart. But at the same time, the songs were very like about this character, this cartoon of myself as this promoter, this you know, almost like hapless idiot that everyone laid upon their you know, unsuccessful music career on. And I played that role like in reality and in music. And the first record, Pulp Punk, is all about that. But like when that was also the end of like that life, you know, when like my wife and I separated because of like being that cartoon, because she thought that too. Like when you think something, you kind of like become that. I had to stop doing that. So when I started writing, when I got to Salt Lake City, I wrote what I wanted to write, and you know, I just had so much to say, or just like needed to distract myself. So you know, the songs were about, you know, doubting myself.
Don't know quite when it happened. It was like lightning zapping. It caused simple subtraction that came without any action. It was the first time, not the last time. It was the reason and a warning sign. It was deliberate and fantastic. Light it up with a matchstick.
The song you're about to hear, 2 a.m. Curfew, it will be off our newest release, which is called Slice. And this is one of the first songs that I wrote when I got here to Salt Lake with Ashley Perry. And I don't know, it's fun. I think it's kind of like a bridge from what the band used to be in Boston to what it is now in Salt Lake City. So when this comes out, this podcast that you're listening to right now, this new record called Slice is going to come out. We've been waiting to put it out for a long time, and now this is like a perfect time. The song you just heard is on it, and we're excited about that, but really, it's like, that's last year. So there's new music coming out shortly, We're playing a show on Friday, April 26th at the Sugar Space Arts Warehouse. You can find Spo at sporules.com, on Spotify, sporules.bandcamp.com, and SoundCloud too. If you like this episode, you should take 60 seconds to rate and review Soundwaves on iTunes. But you should give it a good rating, because it's awesome. Don't know why you're still talking to me.
No plans this weekend? Hit up Slug Magazine's daily calendar and never have another Friday night in.